The Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, once attended a Sheva Brachas in the town of Warsaw. So the Tzaddikim was sitting and discussing words of Torah, and the following kasha was raised and presented to the Imre Emes. A kasha from our Gemara. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Chasan, Shenoled Bei Nega. Chasan discovers a Nega. They give him a break, a 7-day break. Noisim Lai Zayin Yimei HaMishta. We wait until after Sheva Brachis. Loy ulabesi luksusi, whether the nega is found on his person, on his home, or on his beged. So that's the mission. The kasha that was raised was as follows. Don't we all know? It's a medrash, Rashi brings in a chumash, based on Yerushalmi, that a chosin gets all his averas forgiven. Nimchalu avi noisav. We know this from Esav. Esav went to marry Machlas bas Yishmol. Says the Gemara, Machlas is telling you that a chasan loses his averus. He gets full mechil, even a chasan like Esav Rosh. So how could this chasan find a nega? Why does one experience a nega? Says the Gemara in Erechin, after Zayin Amad Aleph, Al Zayin Devarim and Goyim Boim. Lashon Hara Tzarasayin. Chasan's free. He's cleared. His account is fully clear. Why would he ever see a nega during his Sheva Brachas? So that was a question raised amongst the Gedolim. So the Emes responded on the spot. He says, what do you mean? Sure, Chasan's Yom HaChuppah is like a Yom Kippur, right? But it's not greater, it doesn't stand higher than Yom Kippur, and we all know it's a Mishnah in Yuma. On which Averis is a person getting Mechila on Yom Kippur? Averis Shebin Adam Lamokim, between himself and Hashem, but interpersonal Averis, Averis Shebin Adam Lachaveri, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechapur. And if you take a look at the Gemara and Erechim, those 7 reasons which generate a Nega, 7 causes for the nega affliction are all bin adam l'chaveri. So rasayin lashon hara. So even a chasin who's been freed of his averus bin adam l'amokim doesn't get automatic mechila for bin adam l'chaveri. Perhaps that's why he's seeing a nega. Others gave another teretz that true, he has no averus, but there's something called yisurim shel ava. Afflictions of love. Hashem wants to purify a person, elevate him. And perhaps that's what he's experiencing. But I think it was the Imre Emes who said, well, that takes care of the nega on the person. That could be Yisurim Shalava, as discussed in Gemara Brachos. Hey, more speaks about a nega being Yisurim Shalava. Fine. But what about the nega on his clothing, on his home, which are not Yisurim Shalava? What did he mean? So he explained what he meant was based on the Ramban. Ramban writes in Chumash that a nega on a beged on a home is different. That's derech neis. It's totally supernatural. Malam derech hateva, which Hashem does to show a person that he needs to correct his ways, that he needs to shuva. So averus on a person isn't necessarily that type of thing, but on the beged, on the home, is totally unnatural. That's certainly derech neis to correct, to bring a person to do teshuva. So what he meant was, sure, if the chasan finds something on his body, that could be Yisurim Shel Ava. But on his beged, on his home, which requires a neis, that wouldn't be Yisurim Shel Ava. Usually doesn't work through, Hashem doesn't make a neis to bring Yisurim Shel Ava. It's not necessary for the Yisurim Shel Ava. And therefore, it's hard to learn that that's pshat in the Mishnah. But in any case, there's another beautiful pshat from the Kazhuk Lover, Eretz Tzvi. He said like this. He said, Achap. He said, certainly the chasan has full mechila. Okay? But what happens is like this. When they forgive him for his averus, now he becomes a tzaddik. Right? He goes up in status, in rank. Okay? Now, once he's a tzaddik, you know what happens? In Shemayim, they expect more of him. They hire their expectations of this fellow gets higher and higher. Because he's a tzaddik, right? He's a righteous man. So they expect more of him. And now, they'll apply an added focus, right? An added they'll inspect his ma'aseh even further and further into greater detail than they did before. And now they'll discover more deficiencies, lighter deficiencies, more subtle deficiencies that they wouldn't have paid attention to, so to speak, before when he was not exactly a tzaddik. Now that he became a tzaddik, so through his mechilas avoynes, perhaps they discovered something deeper down within him which they wouldn't have discovered otherwise. Something which is not befitting his current status of a tzaddik. And that's why he'll get a nega. process. It's a two-stage system, right? A two-phase process. He has averus. When it comes a chasen, wiped away, he becomes a tzaddik. Oh, now that he's a tzaddik, they expect more of him. Hashem wants to clean him even further to make sure that he really gets a high spot in Olam Haba. Oh, now we discovered something which we haven't discovered before. And perhaps that's why he's experiencing a nega, even during his Shiva Simhemishta.